Welcome back to Sweet But Salty, the Bliss Point of Podcasts. In today's episode, I'm talking about something that wasn't planned at all. And that's definitely my transformation over the course of the last 5 years. I started Sweet But Salty in 2021 during the pandemic in January. And what started as a fun little project has evolved into something that means a lot to me because I get to share my thoughts and I get to talk about the topics that I really care about. And yeah, I think Sweet But Salty has evolved from a platform that stood for entertainment to something that's far more than that. It has turned into somewhat of an audio diary for me. And I think that's very interesting because it's just a testament of the fact that we all change and the way that we show up changes and the way that we approach things changes. And this is just, for me personally, a really great outlet where I get to share my thoughts and I get to connect with people. And I'm very happy that my podcast has gained traction and has grown very healthily, organically over the course of the last couple of years. And I really appreciate you and I want to say thank you for being here. It really means a lot to me, especially because I think that as we grow older, we also sort of outgrow ourselves, or at least parts of ourselves. And that's not always a bad thing because we evolve and we leave behind certain things that, you know, we used to be but are not anymore. And I think it's a very healthy process of growing up and evolving. And I would still say that I kind of miss the way that I showed up right at the beginning of this, because I was full of ideas and I was full of creativity and also a little bit of sass, if you will. And I don't know if I'm missing that or not. Sometimes I think I should just be a lot more sassy, and I feel like I have changed since I've started working, which was 3.5 years ago. I think that has changed me. Because the people we surround ourselves with and the way that we are treated and the way that our work is seen changes us. I've been able to slow down, or I've had to slow down, because I had a huge breakdown in 2019 and then again last year, which was very unexpected and unfortunate, but it has kind of taught me to slow down a little and to make it through life phases that feel strange and confusing. Because even if we want to, life is not a straight line, it's always an up and down. And if we're good at what we do, we can kind of, just decrease the magnitude of those ups and downs, but sometimes they hit us anyway. And that was the case for me. And I started taking psych meds, which isn't fun. While they help me function, so to say, and to sleep better, I'm also more tired. And I feel like my personality has changed a little bit. And I think that, I don't want to say losing my sass, but maybe just being a little less witty, if you will, comes really from my experience of taking those medications. So I don't want to be too hard on myself. And I don't want to, as I said, mourn the person that I was, because changes are normal. But I also know what I want, and that's more confidence, a stronger sense of self-actualization, and I want my sass back. So I'm going to do my best to bring it back and entertain you a little more. However, I really hope that you enjoyed this episode, and I want to leave you with this. If you feel like you've changed, it's not a bad thing. And if you feel like you have left behind certain parts of yourself that you used to be, that's not a bad thing. You're evolving and you're shedding the layers that don't belong to you. And sometimes if you realize that you've quote unquote lost certain parts of yourself that you want back, then know that they are not gone. They're still inside of you, because if you desire being a certain way, it means that it's still a part of you that you feel that has just kind of taken a step back. And it was probably an adaptation to some kind of situation that you've been through. So please don't be so hard on yourself. Just know that working on yourself is worth it, and it doesn't have to be hard. It may feel uncomfortable at times. It probably does, and it probably will. But it doesn't mean that you have to push yourself beyond your limits all the time. You can do it in a healthy way, step by step, and that will definitely move you forward faster than, you know, pushing yourself off the cliff before you learn how to fly. So yeah, I really hope you enjoyed this. I'll be back next week and I hope you'll tune back in. Thank you so much for listening. I'll catch you then. Bye.